This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the 16th Assembly of the Asian Organization of Supreme Audit Institutions in New Delhi. In her address, President Murmu said the Controller and Auditor General, CAG of India, plays a key role in ensuring transparency and accountability in the country's public finance. She said the Indian Constitution vested the office of CAG with a wide mandate and complete autonomy.
This is a momentous occasion, not just for Sai India, but for us as a nation. I am confident that under the able stewardship of the CAG of India, SOSI will reach new heights, fostering greater cooperation and innovation among the members.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi this morning after concluding his three-day visit to the U.S. The Ministry of External Affairs said the visit was very intense and successful. Briefing media in New York, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the community event held during the Prime Minister's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the U.S. Mr. Misri added that the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad joint statement, in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet, and the CEO roundtable discussion and meeting with the CEO of Holtec International. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a five-day visit to Uzbekistan beginning today. During her visit, the Finance Minister will attend the 9th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand tomorrow and on Thursday. Ms. Sitharaman will also sign the bilateral investment treaty between India and Uzbekistan. The Finance Minister will also hold important bilateral meetings with her counterparts from Uzbekistan, Qatar, China and AIIB President. As part of her visit, Ms. Sitharaman is expected to call on President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal attended a business roundtable hosted by the Business Council of Australia, featuring prominent Australian and Indian CEOs on the first day of his visit to Australia today. Mr. Goyal invited Australian business leaders to explore the opportunities presented by the high and sustained economic growth in India. He also met senior representatives from the Australian pension funds. During the meeting, Mr. Goyal encouraged greater investments into the emerging sectors in the Indian market, such as renewable energy, manufacturing, education, fintech and agri-tech. In Jammu and Kashmir, all necessary arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in the second phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. The key candidates include former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, PCC UT Chief Tariq Hamid Kara and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. In Japan, a 50-centimeter tsunami struck an island south of Tokyo today following a 5.9 magnitude earthquake. The Japan Meteorological Agency had issued a tsunami advisory for the Izu and Ogasawara Islands but lifted it by 11 a.m. local time, stating the tsunami activity had sufficiently subsided. However, minor sea level fluctuations may persist for about half a day. In tennis, the Indian-French duo of Yuki Bhambri and Alvaro Olivetti will be playing the final of men's doubles of the Changtu Open in China today. They will take on top-seeded French pair Sadia Doumbia and Fabio Hubul in the summit clash. The Bhambri-Olivetti pair defeated second-seeded doubles pair of Ivan Dodig and Rafael Matos in the semi-final 6-3-7-6 yesterday. At the stock market, benchmark equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty touched new record highs for the fourth straight session today following the significant rate cut by the Federal Reserve last week. Sensex surpassed 85,000 level for the first time in early trade, while Nifty also hit a record high. In early trade, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 opened slightly lower but soon hit record highs. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 123 points to hit 85,052. The Nifty was up 40 points at 25,979. And with that, we end this news bulletin.